Coming home, that's what I was talking about. We're all going to experience a homecoming, either one way or the other. None of us know whether we'll go in a natural way. Some people, at the end of the day, just sit down in their chair and just gradually go into the next world. But either way, we're going to have a homecoming. Now, I have a tallit back here, and it's got a Hebrew inscription on it. And it represents what they call the Shema. Shema simply means hear in Hebrew. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. You'll find that in the King James Version from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. If you then obey the commandments that I enjoined upon you this day, loving the eternal, which is God in the Old Testament, in Old English, one of the words for God was the eternal, loving the eternal, your God, and serving God with all your heart and soul. I will grant rain for your land in season, the early rain and the late. You shall gather new grain and wine and oil. I will also provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and thus you shall eat your fill. Take care not to be lured away to serve other gods and bow to them, for the eternal's anger will flare up against you, shutting up the sky so there will be no rain, and the ground will not yield its produce. And you will soon perish from the good land that the eternal is assigning to you. Therefore, impress these words upon your heart, bind them as a sign on your hand, and let them serve as a symbol on your forehead, and teach them to your children, reciting them when you stay home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you get up, and inscribe them on the doorpost of your house or on your gates, to the end that you and your children may endure in the land the Eternal swore to your fathers to assign to them, as long as there is heaven over the earth. King James Version, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 through 21.